This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Today, we'll talk about what's happening at Disney World in 2015. That's coming up on this episode 68 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 68. As always, a quick reminder that I would love for you to connect with me outside of the podcast, and that includes social media, especially on the Facebook page or on Pinterest. You can find me at WW Prep School on both of those, but also the website. Obviously, you need to go to the website and read all the stuff that I've written there. Thousands and thousands of words have been written on so many topics, including recently an article about tips that you can use to find Anna and Elsa throughout Disney World. So be sure to check out that and all of the content there. I wanted to talk today about things that are happening at Disney World in 2015, because if you're planning a trip, then I want to make sure you know what to expect. And, plan around and also look forward to a couple of new things that will be popping up in 2015. And as always, stay tuned to the end because I always have a quick tip of the day. So first of all, I'd like to talk about the construction going on at Disney World in 2015. And truthfully, if I was going to sum up what 2015 is going to bring, construction would be the word I would choose. Unfortunately, it's kind of bittersweet, because if you're going in 2015 and that's your one trip, there's a lot of things that are going to be under development that you won't get to see. But if you happen to be going beyond 2015, then that means that there's lots of new things coming. But for 2015, I want to do a rundown of the construction and then discuss some new things that you can expect to see in 2015 and beyond. So first of all, let's start at the Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom, for the last several years, has been under construction as they expanded Fantasyland, and they added things like Enchanted Tales with Belle and Journey of the Little Mermaid ride and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. That has now been completed, and what they've been working on recently is the hub area. Now, that's the area at the center of the park in front of the castle, and it's where everyone connects to get to all the other lands in the park. And they have recently been working on this area to expand it. So what was previously a circle that had spokes that came out of it is now going to be a bigger circle. They're expanding it. And not only will that allow easier walkways for people as they crisscross and try to get around the park, but it'll also be a larger area for people to stand as they watch the various stage shows that take place in front of the castle and the fireworks and things. So in the end, this will be a really good change, but right now it's kind of ugly. And I took some pictures of this on my last trip, but you can always find current pictures of the construction on wwwmagic.com as well, because they update every so often with the progress there. This project will be completed in 2015. So if you're going at the beginning of 2015, you're still going to see the ugly, but if you're going later in 2015, then you will see the finished product of this, and hopefully have an easier time navigating Magic Kingdom. At Epcot, there's a couple of things going on, and these are largely going to be unseen. They're just sort of taking place outside of the eyes of the visitors. But one is the Frozen ride and the new meet and greet for Anna and Elsa that's being built in the Norway section. So this year they closed Maelstrom, the Norway ride, and now they're changing it into a Frozen ride and a new meet and greet for Anna and Elsa. And that will open probably in spring 2016. So for 2015, it's mostly going to just be under construction. There is also strong indications that Soarin' is being expanded, in that they're going to add a new theater. This has not been confirmed, but all permits seem to point to the fact that they are building onto Soarin', which will increase the capacity. And I believe that not only is this a good idea because Soren's so popular, but it also is a good idea because it is believed that they will be adding a new Soren film in probably 2016. I would love it if it happened in 2015. But instead of being Soren over California, it will likely be Soren over the world. The filming for that at Disney World took place in, I think, around May or so of 2014. So the filming's definitely taken place or is still taking place. And so the expansion of this theater will be great for accommodating the crowds that continue to show up and will likely be even greater once the video changes over to the new movie. And that's pretty much it at Epcot, I believe. At Hollywood Studios, we've got basically an entire construction zone. This place is going through some much-needed changes. So first of all, we have the Sorcerer's Hat, which has been the icon of the park for a while. And it is likely that this will be taken down after the holidays in 2014 and completely removed in spring 2015. And there have been permits filed. Disney hasn't announced a timeline, but they have filed permits. So indications are that this work is going to be starting soon. So my guess is that this will be completed in early 2015. So the hat that you may associate with Hollywood Studios will no longer be there. The view from the front of the park will be the great movie ride, the front of the theater there. So that is happening in the beginning of 2015 at Hollywood Studios. Also, there are some rumors and nothing has been officially announced, but it is expected that Toy Story Mania could be expanded in much the same way that Soarin' is being expanded and allowing for larger capacity. Toy Story Mania could also be doing the same thing. And there is a lot of speculation that there will be a Star Wars Land being built and or a Pixar place. So Star Wars Land would likely be at the front of the park near where Star Tours currently exists and maybe in the area where Indiana Jones, the show exists. That whole area could become Star Wars Land. And then Pixar Place could be back where Toy Story Mania is and where Backlot Tour was. So that back part. Nobody knows for sure if any of these things are going to happen. It would be great if they both happen. But if they do happen, they could break ground in 2015. And knowing the way that the timelines work at Disney World, that would probably take years to complete. I've had people say to me, oh, Backlot Tour closed, so they're going to add something. Will it be there when I'm there next summer? No. Nothing happens that quickly at Disney World. If they are to break ground on these new lands, then they may not open until the earliest 2018 is my guess. But there's a lot of construction going on at Hollywood Studios because of all these different changes. In the end, Hollywood Studios will be a much better park, hopefully. At Animal Kingdom, construction is well underway for Avatar Land, which is slated to open in 2017. I found an old article that said it was going to be open in 2015, but that project clearly got delayed and is now going to open in 2017. There is one element of the construction that will open earlier, and that is the Rivers of Light show, which takes place on the water there. It will take place on the water there, and that is slated to open in spring of 2016. If you are to go to Animal Kingdom now or in 2015, you will not notice the Avatar Land construction most likely. It is pretty much hidden and taking place in a separate section that's not open to visitors. However, the Rivers of Light construction is very visible because there are walls all around the water. And so that you will notice you cannot see the water from many parts of the park because they are building this show. And that will open in spring of 2016. So that is exciting and something to look forward to. It's sort of, if you've ever seen the World of Color show at Disneyland, it's a water show. And this is going to be sort of like that, but animal themed. And because they can't do fireworks to disrupt the animals there. But I'm so looking forward to that. I can't wait to see that. But right now, it is a big construction zone around the water there. And there's a couple of resorts that are going to have some construction going on in 2015. One is the Polynesian, which has been under construction for a couple of years now. And they are doing a few different things there. One of those things is that they are expanding into a Disney Vacation Club section of the resort, and which includes over-the-water bungalows that are being built. And another part of the construction has been completely redoing the lobby. And so this construction has been going on for a while. It's been very messy, and it has been, it's been lightly occupied, to put it mildly. There hasn't been a lot of people choosing to stay there under the, while the construction's been going on. However, a lot of this is, should be complete in 2015. So the Polynesian will be completely revamped and most of the construction will be gone. They have had some delays, and I don't know if the delays mean that it will go into 2016 a little bit, but I do know that a large portion, if not all of the construction of the Polynesian, should be completed in 2015. Now, newly under construction in 2015 will be the Beach Club. And it's so painful that it's both the Polynesian and the Beach Club, because these are my two deluxe resorts, and it's hard to recommend them to people when I know it's going to be kind of a construction site. But the Beach Club, beginning in winter 2014, so right around now, is going to be undergoing a 20-month refurbishment on the scale of the Polynesian. It's, they aren't adding a DVC branch because they already have one, but they are going to be redoing the entire resort. The resort opened in 1990 and has not really been updated since. And so they're going to be updating the guest rooms and the common areas, and, you know, the whole thing will be revamped over a 20-month period. So it'll look great in 2016, but in 2015, it is going to have a lot of work going on. Now, the nice thing about the Polynesian is that there's an entire site dedicated to it. The Tiki Man Pages site has constant updates, and his Facebook page has lots of updates about what's going on. So if you plan to visit, you could always follow him and see what to expect and, you know, sort of plan around that. The Beach Club doesn't have a similar site that details changes. So a lot of that will be, you know, up in the air and a lot more difficult to plan for. But right now there is no definitive schedule for the Beach Club, like these rooms are going to be under construction on these dates, or the lobby is going to be under construction on these dates. There's nothing like that that's been released yet. Perhaps there will be as time goes on. But as of right now, all we know is the Beach Club is under construction for 2015, part of 2016. So if you plan to stay there, you might want to stay somewhere else. If that scares you, perhaps the Yacht Club is a good alternative, since it's right next to it and has the advantage of the same pool and great location in terms of being within walking distance of Epcot. So that's it for the resorts. Now we have Downtown Disney as well, which is going to be called Disney Springs soon. The construction there started in April 2013, and it should be completely done in 2016. In 2015, there will be some sections opening, which I will discuss as we move into the next section, where I'll talk about new things to look forward to in 2015. Downtown Disney has been kind of a mess, whether or not you're driving or taking Disney buses. For people that have been driving, it's been hard to figure out a place to park, although the new parking garage just opened. I actually just saw it on my last trip. It is huge and should help a lot. However, if you are taking Disney buses, a lot of times it only takes you to the marketplace side of Downtown Disney. So you end up walking really far if you want to get to the other side for things like Disney Quest. So it's been kind of a mess, and it's going to be nice once it's finally done. But in the meantime, it's just a difficult place to navigate. In 2015, parts of that will start to open, and so that'll be fun to check out. Speaking of, let's talk about what is going to be new in 2015. There's not a ton, but there are a few things. One of those things is that Trader Sam's is going to open at the Polynesian. And this is part of the construction that's going on there, but this is a new offering that has never existed at the Polynesian. Trader Sam's is a tiki bar that's very interesting, unique, and it exists at Disneyland, and I'll be visiting it. It's on my to-do list when I go to Disneyland in January. But now it's coming to Disney World, so it's going to be a really fun new addition to the Polynesian, and that is going to open in 2015. We were just talking about Downtown Disney, and some things that will be opening there include the landing section of Downtown Disney, or Disney. Now it's going to be called Disney Springs. And this is the section that has been called Pleasure Island for a long time, but now it's going to be rebranded as the Landing. And the the main thing that's going to be open here is a restaurant called The Boathouse, which is going, it's described as an interactive restaurant. And not only is it going to have waterfront views from the restaurant, but there's also boat tours that you can take from there. And there will be live music as well. So it sounds like it's sort of a, you know, entertainment and food and all kinds of things in one place. There will also be some new shops opening in the Landing. And so this section will be largely open in 2015. Another update, it's an update, it's not completely new, is the Great Movie Ride, which is now going to be updated because Disney has partnered with the Turner Classic Movies channel to make that happen. The ride itself is not going to be updated in terms of the scenes that you view throughout the ride, but what is going to be updated is the pre-show and the movie clips that you watch at the end. They're really old, and they're going to just update those to have a bit more variety and new options to look at, which I'm excited about. I've never really enjoyed the ending movie to that ride. So that's coming in spring 2015, and there hasn't been any downtime announced for that ride, so hopefully they can leave it up. You can't really afford too many more closures at Hollywood Studios. There's so many things that have been taken down that that would be bad to close one more thing. But the pre-show and the ending movie will be updated due to the Turner Classic Movies partnership. And then I'm going to make some guesses for 2015 that the My Disney Experience functionality will be expanded. And this is based on some tests that Disney has done and just some capabilities that we all know can happen, but haven't been really implemented. So first of all, they have been testing the ability to have check bus schedules through the app. And I think this is great because if you're at your resort and it says the next Magic Kingdom bus isn't going to be there for 20 minutes, then you could take a few minutes to go to the bathroom or go to the gift shop or, you know, do something else, whatever you need to do. And so that'll be really handy. I hope they do implement that in 2015. Another thing that they've tested is the ability to go straight to your room and completely bypass the check-in desk at the resort. If you have your Magic Band ahead of time and it works right away, and they have been testing the ability to text you your room assignment so you can just go right there, scan your bands, and get in. And so I hope that that becomes a more regular part of their processes and it moves beyond testing to allow you to do that. I also hope that they start taking advantage of some of the personalization in My Disney Experience. When My Disney Experience and the whole system was first announced, there was a lot of criticism because it was said that people thought that it was going to be too intrusive. Like, they're going to know too much about me, whatever. My take on that has always been that you can input as much or as little as you want to in terms of your birthdays, your favorite characters, you know, all this kind of stuff. But for those of us who don't mind inputting that kind of stuff, I would love to see more personalization added to it. So if you input your birthdays and you are there at Disney World on your birthday, it would be really fun if the cast members could say, just based on your Magic Band, happy birthday, even if you're not wearing a pin. Or it would be nice if you walked in a gift shop and somehow they knew that your favorite character was Minnie Mouse and they could say, have you seen this new plush that we just got in for Minnie Mouse? Like, there's just some interesting things that could be done with it that I think would be really fun for those of us who want to share the information. But of course, if you don't want to share, then you could opt out of that, hopefully. But anyway, I just hope that in general, My Disney Experience functionality continues to expand for 2015. Now, as we look beyond 2015, here's some things that we can look forward to. So the Rivers of Light, which I mentioned, is under construction at Animal Kingdom. That is debuting in spring 2016. Also in spring 2016 is the Frozen ride and the meet and greet. And so that'll be fun to visit. If you want to, I had somebody say to me, I think I'm going to wait till 2016 to take my Frozen obsessed kids because I want to do that ride. So that's certainly one option that you could enjoy there if you want to wait. Avatar Land is opening in 2017 at Animal Kingdom. By 2016, the middle of 2016, Beach Club should be completely shiny and new. So that's a great thing to look forward to. It happens to be my favorite resort. So I cannot wait to see it all new and cleaned up. And then finally, if they do Star Wars Land or Pixar Place, then I think that's something we can look forward to in 2018 or beyond. So I get excited about all these new things, but all of the parks have been having so many new people show up. I mean, the crowds have just been, it's been a huge surge and some record-setting attendance this fall and winter 2014. But all these new things showing up kind of give me anxiety because I think, oh no, what's that going to look like if you've got even more reasons for people to come? But I'm also excited just as somebody who goes a lot and always wants new things to try out. So I'm looking forward to checking those things out over the next few years. I think that will wrap up this episode. I do have obviously a quick tip of the day. My quick tip of the day is, I don't normally suggest my own stuff in a quick tip, but today I'm going to because I realized a lot of people don't know this exists. My quick tip of the day is that I have monthly dashboards on the website. So for every month, I have a dashboard that summarizes refurbishments and discounts and predicted crowd levels, but it also has an email alert signup list. And what I use those for is alerting people when something happens pertaining to their month. So just this week, I sent out emails to, I think, 8 of the 12 monthly alert lists to say things like, FastPass is just open for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train for your dates, or there's a new refurbishment that has been scheduled for your dates, or for people on the May and June lists, I told them that Star Wars weekends dates had not only been announced, but dining options had opened up. So the people on these lists are much more likely to be able to get FastPasses, dining reservations, et cetera. So I would just recommend signing up for those alerts. I don't use them to promote things. I just use them to alert you of things. I don't want to send them out to my main mailing list because it doesn't apply to most people, but I like to send out alerts to just the people who are affected by news that I hear. So I will include a link in the show notes to where all the monthly dashboards are, and then you go there and sign up for the email so that you'll know as soon as things happen. Also, just a reminder, if you're an iTunes user, please take a minute to leave a rating or a review. Those are hugely helpful in making sure that new listeners find this when they are looking for Disney World podcasts to hear. I think that will wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, including all the show notes and links and things that I mentioned, you can visit wwprepschool.com/episode68. That is the number 68. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.